The same here you do to your own destruction by either adding to it or detracting from it. You do so, you can do so. You can add whatever you want to the scriptures. You can take away whatever you want to. You can take, as I've heard many people say in stories and talking to other people and Christians, you can take a black Sharpie marker and mark out any verse you want to within your Bible and say that verse isn't in your Bible. You can tear out any page you want to, but to your own destruction. You can make the scripture say whatever you want to your own destruction, just as they did. The scriptures can be used for a number of things which are not honorable and not pleasing to God. These falsities that Peter talks about and what Paul has talked about here, but their rejection of the Word of God. They do so, they wrest the scriptures, they twist or turn from a definition there, to twist or turn from proper use or application. You see how the Pharisees wrested the scriptures. You can see how many false teachers wrest the scriptures. How denominationalism has wrested the scriptures. How many Christians within the Lord's church have wrested the scriptures. The scriptures, the Word of God, cannot be changed. The warning given to the Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and Deuteronomy chapter 12. The same warning that John talks about in Revelation chapter 22. Don't do it. Don't change it. Don't alter it in any way. Don't add to it. Don't take away. It says what it says, and it means what it says. God didn't give us an option. It's not up for debate concerning the scriptures. God says, this is my word. Follow it. Every scripture inspired by God is profitable for teaching, for correction, for reproof. And if it's that good for us, if it is that profitable for us, what reason do we have to wrest it or twist it in any way? The Word of God, the Scriptures. As we'll note as we go on through this series here, what it is able to do, the power that it has, the ability that it has. The one book through all of time that changes the hearts of men. That turns the world upside down. That saves. What other book do you know that can do all of that and still be profitable for you? How do you use them? Do you search the scriptures daily? Do you see it as profitable for your life? Do you see it as teaching you in your life? Do you see the instructions within it to guide your life? God says it will. And if we are going to live as Christians, we must let it guide our life. The scriptures have the power to save men from their sins. As Paul told Timothy there in 2 Peter or 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, and from a babe thou hast known the sacred writings, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And those two key words there, to make us wise unto salvation, we must have faith. If we don't have that kind of faith in the Scriptures and in God and in His promises, how is it ever going to save us? As we go through these series of lessons, more detail will reveal in them concerning the Scriptures. But as a way of introduction in the Scriptures, it is this passage here we use as our text in 2 Timothy 3. How highly exalted they are. And how it has the power to change the hearts of men. All for the good. Within it, a story revealed. How one died for me. Of one who suffered such a horrible death for me. To give me purpose in my life. To give me meaning. To give me hope. I can't read of that outside of the Scriptures. I wouldn't know that without the Scriptures.